Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today on the podcast and radio program, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about something that's fairly new for Haywood County Schools to participate in, and that is the Tulsa Welding Competition. That's a large regional competition held in Jacksonville, Florida. We are actually putting the podcast together in Jacksonville right after the competition. My very special guest on the program is Will Nolte, my son and senior, who participated in the program. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being on the program today. Will, you and your buddy Jones Hines participated in a pretty interesting and awesome event, and I just thought we'd share this with people. We have good welding programs in our high schools, also in our local community college, and this is not something we've participated in a whole lot, large regional competition, so I thought we'd tell folks about it. So how did you folks, you and Jones, prepare for this competition? You give us a little history on that.
Our welding teacher, Mr. Warlick, told us about this competition in the fall, and then we got the blueprint for what we'd actually be doing at the competition. And so in around November, we started learning how to do the processes and stuff for the project that we have to assemble at the competition.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about that blueprint and everything in just a minute. Well, we arrived. Well, how big was it? I had in my mind it was going to be big, but it was. How big was the competition actually?
There was 270 competitors there from 11 different states.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, you know, Ohio and Kentucky and south and east from there. It was just and really nice people, friendly people. So we got there at 7:30. That was the earliest you were supposed to be there. And what it looked like when we got there.
There was all kinds of lines and people registering and all kinds of stuff going on.
It was just unbelievable. We read it and we thought, okay, we'll get there at 7:30. You really don't have to do anything till about 9. And we got there at 7:30 and the registration lines were, out through the parking lot. Talk to us about what happened during registration.
Well, we got there, got in the line, told them your name. They handed you a packet. You had in a school excuse note, and everybody got a $500 scholarship just for competing, and then you got a name tag with your group number and your booth number that you'd be competing in.
Okay. And then they had a couple very, very large groups of people going at once, maybe 100-plus people competing at once. Tell us what they had a safety update or a review. What was that like before you went in for the competition?
Yeah, before we went in, we had a general safety meeting about just make sure you follow all the rules that had been given to us and just general welding safety.
Okay, and then the project itself, you just had an hour for a pretty big project. So can you take a minute or so and just describe to the listeners what they wanted you to do or what everyone was expected to do in an hour?
So for those of you who don't really know what welding is, it's just joining pieces of metal together. And we burn rods. So imagine like a 2-foot long or so stick, and then you burn it down and it creates what's called a weld, which holds the metal together.
An arc weld, or what us common folks who do that, it's called a stick weld.
Yeah.
And what did they, how did they, can you describe the project a little bit, what you were asked to build and put together?
So we had to use two different types of rods. One was called a 6010 and the other was called a 7018. And they have different sizes of each rod. So we had to take a 6-inch plate, and then we had to put a 4-inch plate on top of it. And then we used the 6010 rod for that in the horizontal and vertical positions. And then on top of that 4-inch piece, we put a 1/4-inch piece of pipe, and we had to weld that with the 7018 all the way around. And then on the back side, we took what's called backing strip, and it's called, they were 4 inches long, and we made them in the shape of an upside down V, and we had to weld the very top of that, and then we welded up the sides.
So a lot going on. So, and you told me afterwards that that hour was really interesting. So can you describe the hour? They talked to you a second, and then there was a noise, and then it just tell me what you how you tell the listeners what that hour was like.
So they we had the safety briefing, and they said the blueprint would be on the wall inside our booth. And then they lined us up, and we went in little groups, and they showed us where the booths were. And then they started turning on fans, people started turning on machines, and then people running around trying to get rods. And then they started yelling like they're going to turn on the, they were going to start a bell in 5 minutes to let us know our hour had begun. So we're just everybody was trying to get their machine set, and they were all digital machines. We were used to just having to turn the knob and guess what the temperature was, and then we could see the exact number at the competition. And then once the bell rang, it was just kind of go, 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 trying to get it all together because we had to do a lot in that 1 hour. And then every time you had to leave your booth, you'd have to, the times I had to leave my booth, you'd have to run just to cool off your metal, and you'd like run down to where the water was. I was pretty far away, so I had to move pretty fast. And then proctors would stick their heads in there in your booth, make sure you were following all the rules and stuff. And I used about 55 minutes of my time.
All right. Well, and then as we get closer to the end of the program, it was just really interesting for me to be there and watch. And I couldn't watch the event itself, but to all the people moving in and out, everyone was friendly. Of course, Jones was there and his family. It was a lot of fun to talk to them. What was the best part of the day for you, or the most interesting thing for you during the day?
Just competing in the competition, running around in the shop, hearing all the crazy noises going on, just trying to stay focused on what you were doing was probably my most fun and enjoyed part.
Okay. Well, Will, I appreciate you being on. Will's a senior, so I probably won't get to do this with him again, but I appreciate you being on the Haywood County Schools Report. I did want to thank Mr. Warlick and Tuscola High School for preparing Will and Joan so well and getting them down to the competition. And I wanted to thank the folks with the Tulsa Welding School. And then just talk for just a second as we get toward the end of the program, if there's probably not many students listening to this podcast just because of the way it's aired, but certainly if there are students or parents or grandparents listening, to ask you to have your students think about welding and other career technical education activities for a career. Those things can be very profitable and a lot of fun for people who like those. We have good welding programs in our high schools and also at Haywood Community College. And then there are certain places like the place today where we had the big competition. So thanks for being on, man.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. As I usually say, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.